With SRN News, I'm John Scott. All eyes are on the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt as many hope for a deal that would allow a partial opening of the border.
Dozens of Palestinians gathered at the Rafah border, hoping to be able to leave Gaza ahead of an expected ground invasion by Israel. U.S. and international mediators appeared close to reaching a deal for a humanitarian ceasefire. The deal would allow aid in and allow foreigners only to exit the enclave through the crossing. Gaza's food, water and medicine supplies are dwindling, while the blockade on international support remains in place. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden postponed a day trip to Colorado to focus on the Middle East conflict. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Instead of traveling to Colorado to discuss his economic agenda, the president remains here at the White House to participate in national security meetings concerning the Israel-Hamas war. The domestic trip was called off at the last minute, a rare move by the White House given the security and logistics involved in planning. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden is said to be weighing a decision to visit the Mideast in a sign of support for Israel. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NBC News has just announced that it will host the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami on November 8th and has selected the Salem Radio Network as well as the Republican Jewish Coalition as debate partners. The Salem Radio Network will stream the Miami debate on November 8th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. That's for our affiliates and Salem-owned radio stations. More than 50 companies in the S&P 500 report their earnings for the summer this week, and the S&P 500 now ahead 45 points. The Dow up 318 and the NASDAQ leading 142 points. This is SRN News. President Biden continues to promote the LGBT agenda at every opportunity. Speaking to a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign over the weekend, he condemned the brutal Islamic terrorist attack on Israel, but then tried to tie it to homosexuality.
We have to reject hate in every form, because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
The Human Rights Campaign is the largest gay advocacy group in the U.S. and a major donor to Democratic candidates and causes. Counties in Pennsylvania telling lawmakers that it's too late to move up the state's 2024 presidential primary to accommodate Jewish holidays. State lawmakers, they are concerned about a conflict with the Jewish holiday of Passover, which could make it hard for Jewish residents to vote. This is SRN News. With its entire state legislature hanging in the balance, Virginia is only one of a few states with a crucial election in November. But reporter Anne-Marie Morgan says a quarter of a million votes have already been cast, thanks to a new early voting law.
Virginians can vote absentee by mail or vote at their local registrar's office. Chesterfield resident Barbara Buchanan says voting in person was easy.
It gets you in and gets your vote counted. It's just like voting on voting day. And the more opportunities you have, the less excuses you have. You have more than just the one voting day. So get up and get out and vote.
To learn which candidates are on their ballots, voters should check online at vpap.org. That's vpap.org. I'm Anne-Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.